1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Pleased to have with us on the KVUE Sutherland studio line, Lance Fullerton, because we are going to be talking about the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and annual activities this weekend.
It is just about here. Lance, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ron. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for joining us here this morning.
Well, we always enjoy getting to talk a little bit about our annual banquet that's coming up tomorrow evening there at the Anderson Building and supporting one of the greatest wildlife conservation organizations in our country, and so it's always a pleasure.
All right. Well, let's find out when things exactly are going to be starting tomorrow, Lance, and how we can get our tickets.
You bet. Well, the doors open at 5 o'clock. You can buy tickets at the door. We've got a great lineup of games and activities, and we have a live auction. We have a silent auction, a great barbecue dinner provided by Lazy Butt Barbecue there and Emporia and Cash Bar, courtesy of Turquoise Tavern. And so you can buy your tickets right there at the door, but we certainly look forward to having as many people out as possible and help support the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
All right. And speaking of the auction, what do you have, at least some of the highlights? I know you probably can't list everything, even though you may want to, but what do you have on the list?
Absolutely. We've got some great hunting trips. We've got firearms. We've got a lineup of hunting and fishing apparel and equipment and tools. We've just got about everything that the outdoor sportsman would want or need to get out and enjoy the great outdoors.
And I know you always have good raffle items too, don't you?
Absolutely. We've got several great raffle items, and then we've even got some bonus and super bonus items, and we've got some large Yeti coolers, and we've actually got some things, and we've got a Cabo San Lucas trip that is going to be on our silent auction. But yeah, lots of great raffle, bonus raffle, super bonus raffle. And once again, on that silent auction, we've got a vacation trip, and once again, a great lineup of cooking and hunting and fishing equipment. And so just looking forward to having everybody come out and join us tomorrow evening, beginning at 5 o'clock.
Boy, speaking of having everybody join, how important is it to have everybody on site? COVID-19 caused a lot of changes for folks the last 2 to 3 years. How important is it to have everybody in, you know, really over the Fairgrounds Anderson Building, enjoying each other's company and bidding high?
Oh, I tell you what, with what COVID did, and obviously we saw, we weren't able to have a banquet there a couple of years ago, and we're able to get back again together again last year and had a great event, but obviously attendance was down from what we saw, but already I think we're over what we saw as for attendance and pre-sold meals over last year. And so it looks like it's going to be a great time to get together and to have everybody be able to come back out face to face and get together, like you said, and socialize, but also to help support the event and support the foundation. It's beyond words how important and what it does for our organization.
And Lance Fullerton, in talking about the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet and auction tomorrow night, Anderson Building, Lyon County Fairgrounds, doors open at 5. Well, let's talk about the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Tell us about the organization and its mission, Lance.
Well, so the organization is about expanding Rocky Mountain elk species and expanding their habitat and reintroducing the elk to states that they once inhabited, but then, went and were pretty well extinct in several states. But they take all of the money that is raised and they expand elk habitat throughout many of the states here in our country. And then work and volunteers get together and do the actual manual labor, and they will go in and revitalize habitat and then reintroduce elk. But doing that, to get them reestablished in many of the states, but also just to ensure that, elk are around for future generations to enjoy.
What type of projects do you have here? I guess maybe anything that would be officially considered our area, Lyon and surrounding counties, or are these really in other parts of Kansas where the money goes and really helps these conservation efforts?
Actually, and a lot of people are not very well aware of this, but Kansas does have a significant elk herd that was established up in the Fort Riley area. And so there are projects that the foundation does from time to time. They will go in and they will do some work projects there on the habitat, but then there's been other times that they've come in and done some biology testing, and they will come in and dart some of the elk and do some testing and check the health and the age, and then also they're studying on the populations and how their growth is doing. And so, no, that, you know, even a lot of the money that is spent still comes in here to the state of Kansas to help expand our elk herd within the state up around Fort Riley. Once upon a time, we also had a herd out in the southwest corner, but they kind of migrated over into Colorado and down into New Mexico. But I think there's probably some plans to try to get that herd started again.
All right, Lance, good information. Once again, give us the when and where.
Well, tomorrow evening, beginning at 5 o'clock at the Anderson Building, our annual banquet and fundraiser for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Hope to have everybody come out and join us. It's going to be a fun time and a great evening to get together, socialize, and have a lot of opportunity to win or to buy a lot of great items and support the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
All right. Tickets available at the door. Thank you, Lance.
Thanks, Lance.
You bet. Thanks for having us again.
Yep. Talk to you later.
Take care.
Yeah, Lance Fullerton. Also, Kansas State champion auctioneer.
Uh-huh. He's really good, yeah. Yes, sir, he is. So, get your tickets and enjoy the big activities for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation coming up here tomorrow. Want to let you know, as we look at Monday's schedule, that'll be 8:20 for the Newsmaker 2 spot. We'll be joined by LEAP program coordinator Erin Blocker. She's always been really studying and helping folks here through Alzheimer's and dementia issues the last 7 to 10 years. And a brand new venture for LEAP. We'll talk about that more coming up 8:20 Monday morning.
Tune in Monday morning right here, Newsmaker 2. KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 8:35. Sunshine, 23 degrees, good morning.
Rescuers in the earthquake zone in Turkey and Syria not giving up on finding survivors 5 days after the disaster struck. 22,000 dead now.
We witness volunteers and workers painstakingly clearing rubble brick by brick, hoping for life, but increasingly finding heartbreak. Yet still, despite the odds and difficult conditions, there have been incredible stories of survival. We have learned of a 10-day-old baby rescued after 90 hours underneath the rubble, taken into an ambulance, wrapped in a thermal blanket. His mother saved too.
ABC's David Muir in hard-hit Adana, Turkey. Similar scenes in neighboring Syria, where President Bashar Assad visited a hospital full of injured survivors. Overnight, Russia